Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Load them up, boys.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. Joining us again from somewhere deep in the heart of Arizona is one young Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. Glad to be here.
Let's talk about this cat. Let's talk about this cat in Florida. This is your latest thing. Came out today, and I'm looking at the top of it, and I'm just enjoying the way you're setting this up. It's almost like an episode of Dragnet.
Well, I try to set the scene. You know, people need to know what was going on. I mean, you can't have a good visual image of what is happening if you aren't given details. And this was in Miami, Florida, for people who No, Miami. It was 3101 North Miami Avenue. And there was two men were walking their dog outside the Midtown Mall. And it was in the evening, a typical Miami evening, except it wasn't raining.
Right.
Worth noting that. It was 82 degrees. It had a fairly strong breeze, 13 miles an hour. Humidity was 72%. And it was 2 hours before sunset. So visibility was good. It was daylight. So this career criminal, his name's Otis Brown, he attempted an armed robbery of these two guys. And the problem was he made a bad choice.
Yeah.
Both of them were armed. And what appears to have happened is that Brown was armed with a handgun, and one of the people he tried to rob grappled with him. It was probably a disarm technique, though that's not stated in the news coverage. And as he was grappling with him, Brown was able to fire his handgun, and he shot the one victim in the shoulder. And then the other man who was walking the dog apparently had ducked behind a post, taking some cover, I guess, and it probably happened very quickly. So this isn't like sequential.
Can I ask you a question?
It probably happened at the same time. Go ahead.
You state that he's a felon. Aren't they prohibited from having guns?
You know, that is the law, but somehow the gun fairy just seems to find them guns. It seems magical. We understand from the left that should never happen, but it does.
Okay, I'm just seeking to clarify a point. Anyway, please continue.
And it's not super clear from the article. You have to read the coverage. I mean, in my article, it's reasonably clear, but I read several different articles to get the sense that he had brought his own pistol, that Otis Brown had brought his own pistol to try to rob the men. So there were three pistols involved. Each of the men had their own pistol, and then Otis brought one to attempt to rob them. One of the men grappled with Otis and got shot in the shoulder. The other victim had ducked behind a pole, and a shot from Otis grazed him. It doesn't say exactly where. And he then, as his partner was shot, engages Otis Brown with his Glock. He was carrying it, not Otis, but the victim was carrying a Glock, and he fired at Otis and hit him 11 times, and Otis died. He was shot 11 times, and he died. And this is probably all happened in a matter of just a few seconds.
Right.
And that's something that doesn't come across with the written word very well, because it takes so long to explain what is going on, where in reality this all happens bam, 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 really fast. And I applaud the one victim for having the sense to duck behind cover. Very often, in a deadly force situation, it makes more sense to get behind cover than to stand out in the open and draw your pistol. And in this case, it worked for the victim. And while his partner was shot, he was able to stop the attack. And unfortunately, the career criminal, Otis Brown, who had been in prison probably much of his adult life, he had just got out of prison, and he had started racking up felony convictions when he was just when he turned an adult, it appears, because it said it had a record going back to 1998. Well, he's only 38 years old, so that had to be when he was 18 or 19. Now, it does say in the various coverage that the dog they were walking ran off but was later recovered. And it turns out the location is next to a PetSmart, and that the good people at the PetSmart store were willing to take care of the dog while they sorted everything out with the police. And so there we have it. It's the end of a long criminal career for Otis Brown. It's really a sad situation for Otis. I mean, he must have gotten sucked into this life of violent crime very early. And once you're in that, once you're a convicted felon, it's hard to get out of it. It's hard to get a job. It's hard to earn a living. Some people do. I've known a number of people who overcome that error, and then they go on to lead long and productive lives. But it's much more difficult than if you avoid becoming a felon in the first place. But one thing that happens once you become a committed career criminal is that the number of victims that you have to victimize in order to just make a living, so to speak, just keeps piling up. It gets greater and greater and greater. And we can say with a fair amount of certainty that Otis Brown will not be making any more victims.
What do we know if he used drugs or anything? Because most of the time, stick up men get out there and now they're robbing to make a living?
Well, sometimes that happens. There's so many varieties of ways that people end up in, but within today's culture, it's very unusual for people in the criminal subculture not to be involved with drugs.
Gotcha.
The most most effective of them are not, because it's hard to be really effective if you're messed up on drugs. But we see multiple cases, and because I monitor what's happening with self-defense, it's common to see people who are on especially methamphetamine to do really stupid, violent things and end up getting shot as a result.
Do me a favor. Hang on right there, and we're going to head into the first break. This is the latest article that is at Ammoland.com. It goes with nearly 1,800 other articles that Dean has written. He's the most prolific. More people read his stuff than anybody else in the gun culture. Proven fact. Proven fact. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out. DesantisHolster.com. Speaking with Dean Weingarten, and I want to talk to you about this book review you did about ghost guns, Mark Tallman.
Very good.
Do you know him by chance?
I do not. I was
looking him up, you know, when I wanted to talk about this. I was trying to look him up. Surprisingly, very little, you know, his book is out there, but nothing on him.
Yeah, there isn't too much on him, and maybe this is his first book. He is obviously a talented researcher.
Yeah.
I saw the book, and I saw it. I came across one of the feeds I get on information, and I frankly don't remember where I first got the information from. But I was intrigued because I have been an avid student of this homemade, now called ghost gun, artisan, craft gun, small shop, whatever you want to call it, basically homemade type guns for, I would say, at least 50 years. And I have become increasingly expert in it. So I wanted to see what this author had put into his book. And I was impressed. Every source that I have come across in my voluminous reading about this and research on it, he had mentioned in his source. Well, I mean, there might be a couple of obscure papers that he missed, but everything that I've seen that I would consider important, he had caught. And there was even a source or two I had not found. I mean, when you study this, as I have for a long period of time, that's an impressive thing. And he got almost all of the reality of homemade craft guns correct. I mean, he got the details right. He got the technology right. He had graphs in the book that I had put into an article. I mean, we got them from the same source that I hadn't seen anywhere else. So obviously he did his homework, and he had things in there that are obvious, but that people don't generally realize, especially on the left. He said things that, for example, in the introduction of the book, he said, most guns are ghost guns. And he's absolutely correct. It was something like, I think it's 3/4, it might be 2/3. I don't have the number on the exact number, but most of the guns in the world are not registered. They're not trackable because most guns in most countries are not legal guns. In most of the countries, they don't have the advantage the U.S. has with the Second Amendment, where we are guaranteed to the liberty to own guns and to carry guns. But in most countries around the world, the elite politicians frown on anybody in the population outside of their control from having guns. And so most guns in most of the world are illegal. Well, are illegally owned, I guess we should say. And he captured that. And there are many different technologies that are coming up that are improving the ability to make effective homemade and craft guns, and he talked about all of them, and he explained how they were used. In the past, there's been a lot of detail on craft gun makers in Pakistan and on the border with Pakistan and Afghanistan and Dara Adam Kell and such, and he did not spend a lot of time on that. But he did talk about how those guns are proliferating around the area and are often exported to other people. I'd say it was about in the middle of the book, and he put out this insight, which is just obvious to people in the gun culture, but it isn't so obvious to everybody else. And he said the primary controversy isn't about making guns. It's about having guns the government doesn't track and cannot easily confiscate. Now, that's an incredible insight for somebody to put out who is not part of the gun culture, and yet he does so. I can't say for certain if he is somebody who is sympathetic to the gun culture or not, because...
Well, but you make reference to something that he also references where he's talking about how bad it is that we have 30 to 40,000 gun deaths per year.
Exactly. And yeah. And he works hard at trying to be academically neutral, I should say.
Yeah.
But it's really a difficult standard to meet because everybody has a point of view. And it's your baseline assumption that control essentially how you see a subject. And in spite of his working very hard to be neutral, he takes a base assumption of the other side, and that is he assumes that there are a lot of deaths because there are guns. The actual cost, or the actual quote is, the human costs of gun mortality are undeniable, with 30,000 to 40,000 deaths in typical years. And he's talking about in the United States,
right,
not around the world. But that's a trick number. He only is looking at deaths involving guns. But if you take guns away, there's no reason to believe those deaths will significantly decrease. And there have been numerous studies where there have been various controls attempted to be placed on guns in which they then track what happens to homicide, what happens to suicide. And sometimes there is a decrease in the number of deaths associated with guns, but not in the overall death. So that's a trick. It doesn't matter to a victim if they're killed with a gun or if they're killed with a car or an explosive or a club or a knife or hands and feet. If they're still killed, they're still killed.
And well, so... And I tell you what, we'll follow this up when we get back. We're heading into the next break. You please hold on for me, please, sir. We'll be right back. Talking to Dean Weingarten, this is Lock and Load.
Such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. Vice President Kamala Harris highlighted the Biden administration's efforts to expand child care and relieve the financial pressures of parenthood during a visit to a child care center on Friday.
So the American Families Plan would ensure no low or middle income family pays more than 7% of their income on high quality care for young children. So our children must be at the center of our priorities and our public policies. It is the smart thing to do, and it is the right thing to do.
Postponed by a year, the biggest sporting event since the coronavirus brought the world to a halt kicks off Friday at the Stadio Olimpico in Rome, a milestone both for European and world sports. This is USA Radio News.
Vice President Kamala Harris cannot escape the pressure to visit the southern border. In an interview with Univision on Thursday, Harris offered a tense response after being pressed by anchor Ilia Calderon on when she would finally visit the crossing amid the worsening migrant crisis.
I've said I'm going to go to the border. And
when are you going to the border, Vice President?
The administration has asked. I'm not finished.
It's life in prison for some MS-13 gang members. USA's Lance Pry has the story.
Two reputed MS-13 gang members were sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole Thursday in connection with the brutal 2019 murder north of Baltimore, Maryland. Hugo Chavez and Jonathan Hernandez were found guilty this week of first-degree premeditated murder and conspiracy in the July 31st stabbing death of 21-year-old Daniel Alvarado Cuellar. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, talking about this book about ghost guns, and, you know, he's, you know, while he was doing his research, the one shortcoming I have with him is this acceptance of the numbers that he puts out there, and, you know, really, truly, once you do the math and everything and break everything out and...
Well, I agree. And part of the problem is that he's looking at strictly events that are connected with guns. And this is a statistical trick of our opponent. One of the big parts of the debate about gun control is whether overall homicides, for example, are increased or decreased if you have very strict gun control methods in place. Now, if you only look at events that involve guns, then in some cases there is a small decrease in deaths relating to guns. But you have a substitution effect. And other deaths that are not related to guns rise. And this is particularly noticeable in suicide. And there have been study after study after study that shows if you push down and decrease the availability of one method of suicide, very quickly people learn to go to other methods of suicide. And we saw this in Australia. Suicides with guns went down. Suicides by single vehicle collisions and by hanging went up. And there's been numerous studies that show this. So the theory that if you decrease deaths by guns, the overall deaths are decreased, is simply wrong. And I think that's part of where he failed. But there's just this overall sense among the intelligentsia, the people who consider themselves the elite in this country, that if you decrease deaths by guns, that somehow you improve things. There's this sense that just guns are bad. But what that does, it eliminates any thought about the benefits that come with widespread gun ownership. And there are benefits. It's easier for people to defend themselves. It's easier for societies to defend themselves. In the book, the author talks about how Japan, as a governmental, well, as a society, but particularly government, banned guns and were successful in banning guns from their society for about 400 years, a little bit more. But then he doesn't talk about how, because they banned guns, they were then susceptible to being exploited by the West for a while when the West accepted guns and Commodore Perry brought his gunships into Tokyo Harbor and laid down terms of what the Japanese were going to do with trade. And he doesn't talk about how, though, the Chinese probably invented gunpowder and early guns, they then suppressed their development, allowing the Chinese then to become captives of Western civilization for 100 years, as they did not have the technology to defend themselves against people with guns. And he ignores those benefits that come with widespread gun ownership. That there's a really curious paragraph that he puts in at the very end of the textual, well, the part of the book before we get into all of the sources that he puts out, and it's a rich trove of sources in the book. But he puts this generalization that I would call it a counterfactual argument, because it's arguing against the facts as they exist. And here's what he says. He says, industrialization led to more guns, but also coincided with massive improvements in science, education, literacy, security, justice, opportunity, political rights, social tolerance, health, economic choice, and quality of life, which, barring outliers, now get this, outstripped the social cost of more weapons becoming available. Now, you see, that's counterfactual, because all of the things he listed came with the addition of many more guns to society. Yet he's assuming that there were somehow large costs with those guns coming to society, when in fact those guns, the multiplicity of weapons, of firearms in society, coincided with all those benefits. So you see, it's a leap of logic. The Occam's razor would normally say, you take the simplest explanation. And the simplest explanation is that the multiplicity of guns in society helped to bring about massive improvements in science, education, literacy, security, justice, opportunity, all those things. And there's good reason to believe that is so. I mean, guns equalize power between individuals in a society. Guns make it easier for the people in an industrial society to defend themselves against a non-industrial society. Guns made it possible for the Spanish conquistadors to overcome the Aztecs in Mexico. Guns were part of how the American experiment in limited government was able to spread across North America. Guns were intrinsic to the idea of equal rights in politics, equal opportunity. So it's kind of a peculiar viewpoint to say that Well, all those things happened in spite of lots of guns.
Well, here's the thing.
It's a very peculiar...
But that's the tell, isn't it? That's the tell. He's not really familiar. He's actually... I would guess he's a really good researcher, but he's not really familiar with gun culture and any of the breakdowns. Like, and I believe this is from 2018. In 2018, there was 32,000 gun deaths. 60% were suicide, 19,020. Three were accidents, 960. 4% were justified, 1,280. 33% were homicides, 10,560. Of those, 80% of homicides were gang-related, 8,448, leaving 1,712 people in a country with a population of 312 million at the time. At this point, you have a .0012564102.56% chance of death by a firearm. So if you're not part of a gang, if you're not involved in a drug deal, if you're not committing crimes, and you're not planning on committing suicide, you then have a .0000085641025.64% chance of death by firearm.
Yeah,
he didn't look into that. Hang on for me. I had to get all that out before we went to the break. So you hang on for me. We'll finish this up when we get back. You can find this review at amoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com.
MyPatriotSupply.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Time on the firing line. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, we're talking about what looks like it is a very good book. I'd love to be able to find the guy and, you know, maybe bring him on the show, too. But all I've got right now is, huh?
I have a link. I have a contact with his publisher. So he would probably love to get on your show. Let me see if I can make it happen.
I would. I appreciate that. I do indeed.
Yeah, I think it would be fascinating because this guy is a world-class researcher, in my opinion. Of course, he's researching something I know a lot about. So I'm looking at it, and I'm just saying I've never seen anybody who did this thorough a job. He really did an excellent job. I gave him 5 stars on the review because he did an excellent job. But I'd love to have him on your show. That would be great. So I'll see what I can do to get it done.
I would appreciate that. That'd be cool.
Yeah. So let's go to another subject.
Sure.
Which is the ATF talking about trying to make millions of Americans into criminals by saying the accessory that they purchased legally over the last 8 years now means that they're in violation of the National Firearms Act. And which is just bizarre, but, you know, it's as if the Biden administration is just looking for something, somewhere, somehow, that they can attack American gun owners with. And this seems to be their chosen method. And it's kind of silly because it makes no logical sense to say that putting an arm brace, which somebody might use as a shoulder stock, on a pistol makes it into a greater danger to society. I mean, it becomes less concealable, therefore less attractive to criminals, and it makes the firearm possibly a little bit more accurate, which means it's less of a danger to bystanders.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't you want this to happen? And only a bureaucrat could say, well, because if we apply our rules to this, it looks suspiciously like something that we've outlawed, which is essentially what the ATF is saying. And I'm writing about this. I haven't got it finished yet, but it's interesting enough that I think we should talk about it on the show even before I've had it published. And And this is just amazing to me. And I have, in doing the research on the history of the National Firearms Act, it turns out that short-barreled rifles were added to the act as a mistake. It was never intended that they should be there. And the reason I say that is I've read the transcripts. It's like 146 pages from the testimony before the Ways and Means Committee in the House of Representatives in 1934 about the National Firearms Act. Now, at that time, it was a bill, H.R. 9066. And the person that was pushing the bill was Homer Cummings. Homer Cummings was the Attorney General of Franklin Delano Roosevelt. And he was a very strong proponent of national gun control legislation. There hadn't been, really, any national gun control legislation before that time, in part because people believed that the federal government could not regulate things across state lines, and it was believed that the federal government should not be involved in criminal law, and it was also the Second Amendment that said the government shall not infringe on Second Amendment rights. Right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And so all of those things combined to say that the federal government shouldn't have anything to do with gun control. Now, there were state controls at the time, and I think that was a mistake because of the 14th Amendment. But anyway, Cummings, Attorney General Homer Cummings, was a big proponent of federal gun control. And he thought you could get around those restrictions that I've just mentioned by using the tax authority. Does that sound kind of familiar?
Yeah.
You know, kind of like Obamacare, you know?
Yeah.
And so he and his staff put together a bill, and they put it together in such a way that it could get around all the restrictions. This is what they thought. And he is testifying before the Ways and Means Committee, let's see, I think it was April 16th, as a matter of fact. And included in the transcripts are the bill that he put forward. And it says, for that purpose, and he's talking about what will be regulated. For the purposes of this act, the term firearm means a pistol, revolver, shotgun having a barrel less than 16 inches in length, or any other firearm capable of being concealed on the person, a muffler or silencer, therefore, or a machine gun. Now, you notice what's missing from there. There's no mention of rifle.
Right.
And there was... there wasn't any demonization of short-barreled rifles. Now, part of the push for this law was because the media had demonized so-called gangster weapons. And what they called gangster weapons were pistols and revolvers and machine guns and sawed-off shotguns. But they didn't generally demonize short-barreled rifles because they weren't hardly ever used in crime at all. And gun manufacturers had made thousands of short-barreled rifles, usually on special order, things like the Winchester 94 Trapper and similar guns, and they had obvious sporting purposes. So, as well as just good defense guns, too. But the Homer Cummings and his staff had deliberately left rifles out for whatever reason, probably because they didn't think it made any sense for them to be in there and because they hadn't been demonized. Now, this is where it gets really interesting because a very strange thing happened. There's a representative from Minnesota who's called Harold Newton, and he asks the attorney general if he may add rifles to the bill and raised the barrel length to 18 inches to protect deer hunting rifles in his home state. Now, it doesn't make any sense. Cummings bewildered by this, and he says, well, why would it be a problem? Because it's not mentioned at all. It won't interfere. But Knutson, who seems to be quite confused, says, well, I think an 18-inch barrel would make the provision stronger, knowing what I know about firearms. He obviously doesn't know much.
Yep.
And then Cummings says this, well, if there's no objection as far as, or rather, there is no objection as far as we are concerned to including rifles after the word shotguns, if you desire. I mean, he's reluctant about it, but he's willing to put it in to please the committee because he needs their vote to get this bill passed. So the administration never planned for rifles to be in there, to be included. Eventually, because of lobbying by the NRA and concerned citizens.
Where we have run out of time. But we'll pick it up come Wednesday,
very good.
I assure you. Thank you very much for joining me this evening.
It's always a pleasure, Bill.
Yes, sir. And as for me, I'll be back on Monday. And between now and then, remember this. It's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.